Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
So you don't have to worry too much about a lot of cold air with that a little bit of a window of time for them to actually install the windows. And that way you can start benefiting from them sooner by having the new windows in place sooner. 803-0930, we're going to go back to the callers. Our next is Hamburg. And Linda, good morning.
Good morning, Dominic. I have a boiler, and the piping is really rusted, and I talked to residential companies that can fix, and I ended up talking to commercial, and commercial says if it's all rusted, you know, they just don't work that way in the commercial world. They don't let it get rusted, and I'm trying to, I'm a homeowner, and I'm trying to work through this, and the commercial ones are telling me, too, you don't put cold water into rusted pipes, and you don't change them out in the winter. And I'm a homeowner. Like, why is it that commercial you get really precise answers down to the temperature and on just such detail, and residential isn't like that.
Right.
And I'm looking at what residential's telling me, and commercial sounds like they're making a lot more sense.
Yeah. So the answer to that is in the specifications that are written for commercial contractors being a lot more specific and therefore more exacting, and the requirements are more exacting than in the residential marketplace. I would say that you could adopt some of these policies for yourself and use them in shopping for the replacement, and talk to the technicians and see who can embrace the commercial technology to be more in keeping with what you're looking for in retrofitting your home. And I think that's a smart approach, because obviously we want to get rid of any rusted pipes. That's not safe for the water to travel through. Well, Chris, we only have a minute left, so I want to thank you for spending the time and partnering on this issue, and keep us apprised at what's happening at the county level, how it impacts this at the state level.
I do appreciate you having me on, and I will just touch base real quickly. I was a lead sponsor on a proposal opposing this, and essentially when we oppose it on the local level, then a letter goes out on behalf of the representatives in Erie County, all the legislators, going out to our state representatives, assembly, and senate, and lets them know that we oppose it. And it passed unanimously last week.
So that was bipartisan at the county level?
Yes.
Okay, which is good news, right?
It's very good news. Again, we're all from upstate. We all had to deal with what happened, with the 48 deaths over Christmas with the storm. So
yeah, good point.
We're all aware of the ramifications if we lose natural gas. So it was bipartisan here, but still I encourage people to write their state representatives.
Chris Green from the Erie County Legislature. Again, thanks, Chris. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown admits the city could have done better in informing residents about the removal of fluoride from water back in 2015.
I guess in every statement that goes out to water customers, there was a notation of the change. As we understand, a lot of people don't read those documents, and so it probably would have been the best approach to release that to the community.
Brown says the situation was not immediately brought to his attention, but should have. Congressman Brian Higgins says there cannot be rollbacks in pilot training requirements. As the new chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Sam Graves, expressed opposition to this week.
I will work with anybody in Congress, Democrat or Republican, to ensure that the 1,500-hour training rule stands. It establishes one level of safety for the flying public. You know, most people did not know prior to the crash of 3407 that they were different safety standards for regional carriers.
The first FAA reauthorization hearing is set for February 7th. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, I'm really excited. You know, it seems to me that Senior Radio Buffalo is becoming more popular than ever, no matter where I go. People come up to me and say, "We hear you every Saturday morning on Senior Radio Buffalo."
Mr. Fitness, do you want to hear something really exciting?
Okay, this better be good.
Mr. Fitness, Senior Radio Buffalo is getting bigger and better. Stay tuned.
The WBEN First Alert forecast calls for cloudy skies this afternoon. Today's high 34. A little snow tonight that won't amount to much, maybe up to an inch in ski country. Tonight's low 29. Bit more snow at times tomorrow, another inch possible. Sunday's high 38. Monday, cloudy with a couple of snow showers in the afternoon, and that includes ski country, high 28. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm Sally Sherman.
Thanks, Sally. Cloudy and 34 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back into Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino, your host, with you. And we are just so thrilled that not only will we be enjoying this entire hour, but of course, in February, it'll be the next hour as well. We are growing thanks to you, and we really couldn't thank you enough for that. It just means that we're broadcasting information that you want to hear, that you find very helpful. And we're going to be doing that as well in just a couple of seconds. Let me give you a little information, though, something kind of fun to think about. While adult gray wolves are able to survive on their own after leaving their birth packs, they are highly social creatures. Once they do find a partner, they often mate for life. When they have a litter, the whole pack, the nuclear family unit for wolves, helps care for them. Young wolves typically stay with their parents for a few years before moving out and starting their own pack. And I know I have parents and grandparents saying, "You hear that? Just for a few years before they move out." And it doesn't say they ever come back. So it's kind of interesting stuff about wolves. We always like to give you a little, you know, when we start our show. But it's always followed by great information that's going to help you. And in this case, we're talking about you from the knees down. Have you enjoyed the SAS shoe experience? Well, I can tell you now that it's winter, I'm the kind of person who still wears heavyweight sneakers until we get more measurable snow. And I have to tell you, I'm really thrilled with the soles of these. This has been the first winter that I have not slipped on ice. It just happens to be because the shoes are very well made and the sole is extremely gripping when it comes to the ground. Just one of the types of features that you find in these really, really well-made shoes, no matter if you're looking for sandals or sneakers or business wear, anything like that, including great leather goods like purses. And they even have super socks there as well. You know where SAS is. It's right on the corner of Main and Sheridan, open Monday through Saturday. And my very, very good friends work there. Paul Grandstaff is the manager, and he is standing by. Hello, Paul. How are you?
Good, Linda. How are yourself?
I am doing great, thank you. It's nice to speak with you again. And I know with winter here, you folks have been busy because people are looking for footwear that's going to keep them going through winter, protect their feet, and also be comfortable for their feet. And between you and your next-door neighbor, Route 5 Boots, you can accommodate people beautifully.
You're right, Linda. There is still plenty of winter ahead. And at SAS and, of course, Route 5 Boots and Shoes, we have a great collection of winter-ready footwear. And also, in addition to keeping your feet warm and dry, with extra protection also from the elements, such as icy teeth for gripping onto slippery surfaces. What I mean by icy teeth is we have special boots made in Canada with a retractable cleat system.
Yeah.
So that way you can be secure in traversing in winter days, which are going to be numerous, from what I hear coming down the pike. And they're waterproof, they're insulated, and it's an all-purpose boot for the most extreme conditions, as you know, we get in Buffalo.
Absolutely,
so I think
right.
The,
you know, Paul, a lot of people, when they go shoe shopping, they're just so used to not getting any personalized treatment. They go into a big box store, and they just keep, you know, bringing over shoes that they think will fit, and they put them on for 2 seconds before they make the decision of buying them or not. And half the time, if you have foot problems, you're not addressing your problem. And that's why when you get home and you wear them for the first time, you kick them in the closet and say, no, they're not going to work for me. I still have foot pain. That is not the SAS experience.
No, it's not, Linda. It's amazing that you brought that up because at SAS Shoes in Route 5, it's a kind of shoe store you remember growing up in the past. The store carries quality products and has a team of experienced professionals who really try to match the right shoe with the right needs. And, you know, with an emphasis on quality, comfort, and stability. And a lot of people say it's no wonder. I guess our store has been Western Air's destination shoe store for almost 20 years.
And that's why people are now going back. It's almost like a multi-generational, because the kids who have taken their parents with them in the car to go get their SAS shoes are now coming in. Because not only do you have the shoes, you have the boots that will really accommodate any profession that they happen to be in. And when you purchase shoes and or boots or whatever footwear from SAS, you're going to get something that lasts you a really long time because these are well-made shoes. They're not cookie-cutter shoes that are cut out for your average, quote-unquote, foot. These are shoes where you have knowledgeable staff there that can address. You got a bunion, you got plantar fasciitis. I mean, what is it that is causing you pain? And not only do you have beautiful shoes, these are not orthotic shoes, you also have inserts that can also address that problem.
You know, Linda, you were talking earlier about people coming in from other stores, they buy shoes, and they get home, they don't fit right. We find that probably over 60% of the people have been in shoes that are too short, they're just not right. And they think, that, and they're in some kind of pain, they think this is normal as you get older. Well, that's not normal. And since you brought that up, it's interesting because somebody had been listening, an editor from one of the local magazines called Healthy Living was listening to this program,
oh,
Senior Buffalo.
Nice.
And she brought in her dad, okay? And we were able to fit him properly because he was in short shoes and he was in pain and he needed better widths, which, you know, we carry the broadest range of widths in Western New York. And she was impressed with how we conducted ourselves, how we worked with customers, how we asked questions, and went through the various protocols. Well, she became interested that we are now going to be featured in an article coming up in February in that magazine.
That's fantastic. And congratulations. You so well deserve it.
Yeah, and thank God, if we hadn't been on this program, we would not be there, and her father would still be stumbling around with misfit shoes.
Mm.
So I thought your audience should hear that point.
And not only that, Paul, but we talk about, like you say, if your shoes aren't fitting well and you are in pain, chances are you're going to be walking weirdly, whether you're going to be putting weight on one leg more than the other to try to not have that pain. And in this type mm-hmm. of weather, all you have to do is lose your balance temporarily and down you go. That could be a life changer for people.
Yeah, and of course, anytime we fall, that's one of the biggest fears of the population as they get older is falling. Because once they fall, if you break your hip, I think, and Linda, you know the rest of the story mm-hmm. on that.
Sure do.
It's the recovery is not guaranteed. And so we find that there's certain things that affect people, and we want them not to have these experiences as they get older, and we accommodate them with our staff of seasoned professionals that have been around the block and have seen a lot of things. And because of what we've seen and experienced, we can offer that so that we can help people not have to go through the pain that we realize some people go through.
Yes, and you were talking about the fact that that man was in shoes that were too small for them. And I think a lot of people make the mistake that, you know, let's say you are a size 7 as, you know, as a young adult, and you are a size 7 through your 30s, 40s. Maybe now in the 50s, you're finding that those shoes are snug. Well, it may not just be the fact that they're made in Asia. Some of the fact could be your foot changes in time. I mean, we're carrying our weight, which for a lot of people just increases as we get older. And with gravity, your foot is naturally going to widen a little bit as you get older. And it could get longer as well. So what was a 7 20 years ago could be an 8 now. You could be an 8 wide. And it doesn't mean that, oh, wow, I've never worn this before. You know, even the folks who know fashion say, look, the size doesn't matter. It's a fit that matters. And that's what you folks are all about.
That's true, Linda. I mean, myself, I've gone from a 10.5 to about a 12
mm-hmm.
over time. And I've got a few decades, you know, on my side here. So it does happen. I mean, and without getting too much into the weeds, you know, with the foot with 26 bones and all the ligaments and tendons, there are many parts. And, of course, when you get the heel, it's one bone. That never changes much as you get older, but it's the forefoot that changes with the four arches. They expand, and it's like a bag of bones. They spread out. The feet gets wider and longer. Mm-hmm. So you're right. It does go through these normal changes.
Absolutely. Hey, and we want to remind people, a lot of people do some really great shopping in January. And, Paul, I understand you still got that great discount rack where if you want to go in and peruse the sales, hey, you're going to find some great styles there.
Yeah, you will. You'll find sales savings up to about 60, 70%. And in some of these U.S.-made shoes, this is a real deal for the people that know quality. And so we invite them to come in to see if their sizes are here. We have many to choose from.
I think people will be very surprised when you put them on your electronic scanner, Paul, because that really reflects the feet from the bottom up, and you can spot problems right there.
Yeah, we can spot the problems on the scanner, and then, of course, we have our own personal experience, which dovetails with that scanner. So we can catch things that they may not be aware of, and that we can guide them accordingly, that they'll have happier days ahead without having problems seeing doctors and so forth down the road.
And I want to let people know that your SIS shoe experience is not necessarily going to cost you more. You already know what designer sandals or what designer sneakers already cost. And you're really not getting a great product. If you look real close at a lot of those shoes from the big box store, you're going to see glue on them. That's not the case over at SAS. You get what you pay for in this case. You're going to find some really, really great fashion-forward shoes that are not orthopedic shoes. I know there's another company that says, I don't want to wear orthopedic shoes. Well, you don't get that at SAS. I've seen beautiful pumps. I've seen beautiful sandals, great-looking sneakers. And they really fit the person and the personality. You want to wear a shoe with no lace ties? They've got that too. You want to wear great men's shoes? A lot of our guys get into habits with their footwear. And really, the men's choices are very, very good, Paul, over at SAS.
Yes, they are. And they're pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of our business is probably 80% is the ladies, thank goodness. But when the men come in, they feel, now I've got some options. And, of course, the way we fit people and we measure feet, that appeals to the men, too. So I think what we offer people is far beyond what you're going to find in most stores here in Western New York.
You are absolutely right. We want to remind everybody, if you'd like to call and ask a question, 716-631-1002. That's 631-1002. But you know where SAS Shoes is. It's right there on the corner of Main and Transit. And on the main side, just past SAS Shoes, you're going to notice Route 5 Boots. Plenty of great parking, great sales on their discount rack right about now. And there's a lot of winter left. So if you're slip sliding away and you don't like that feeling, get yourself into fine footwear and do enjoy the SAS experience, which you've just heard on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo, all day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. As we have this appointment every week, we're so thrilled that you make it a habit to listen to this show, and because you know that there's a lot of great information that we can pass on, and that's what we love doing. Always have a fun fact before we get into our segment. Did you know camels can sit comfortably in extremely hot sand? Yeah, they do it all the time. Thick pads of skin on their chest and knees make this possible. That sand can be well over 100 degrees. They don't care. Camels are cool. They just have all this thick skin, and they just sit right in it and are as comfy as can be. So that's the camels for you. And they can go a long time without drinking water as well. All right, that's kind of fun stuff. But we're going to be talking about something that affects you this morning, and that could be neuropathy pain. Well, we're going to find out what that is, because today we're talking with Dr. Stephen Novelli. Dr. Novelli is the owner of the Novelli Wellness Center, home of the Disc, Knee, and Laser Centers of America in Orchard Park. And today we're going to be talking about what neuropathy is and how he can help you with your back pain and knee pain associated with neuropathy, your foot pain, using incredible brand new cutting edge 2023 technology. So good morning, Dr. Novelli. Nice to have you back.
Good morning, Linda. It's so nice to be here to share education and tips and tricks and things that people can do at home to help themselves with their neuropathy.
Neuropathy is a tricky thing. There are different kinds of it. Maybe we can explain to everybody what we're talking about when we say neuropathy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Neuropathy is like a really big term, and it can be confusing because it's a disease that has symptoms that are opposite of each other. So imagine something where your feet could be hot one day, or they could be cold another day, or they could be burning one day or numb another day. Mm. It's complete opposite. So as a doctor, someone comes into our office, we have to determine, what is this disease? What could it be coming from? And neuropathy, there's lots of different kinds. So a lot of our listeners may have diabetic neuropathy. That's a very common problem where the diabetes has attacked the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
That's painful, numb, tingly, right?
Yep.
Or you could have a condition where the nerves in your back are pinched. That's called sciatica. It's another kind of common neuropathy. So when people come in, we have to determine, hey, where is this coming from? What is it? And how do we treat it?
Mm. I would imagine, Dr. Novelli, people wait a long time to get this treated because it's kind of a gradual thing?
Absolutely. It kind of sneaks up on you.
Mm-hmm.
It creeps, and you might not even really realize you have it. A quick way to know if you have neuropathy is right now, just wiggle your toes around in your shoe or in your sock and say, do I feel that like I normally would feel that? Or when you walk, do you feel like you're connected to the floor with a bare foot? Or do you feel the socks bunching up in your shoes? Or do you start to feel like, oh, gee, I don't really feel my shoe like I used to? That might be neuropathy.
Wow, and that's dangerous because that's going to impede your balance, your walking, and then we know what happens with seniors when we fall. We don't want to do that. We want to help you stay out of pain in the most, I would say, holistic way possible, and that's what you can offer because you have Tuesday night free neuropathy assessment opportunities for people at 6:30 p.m. That's Tuesday night free neuropathy assessment. And you can go at 6:30, you can sit, you can speak with Dr. Novelli and his staff. And Dr. Novelli, you talk to people about what it is they may be experiencing and how you can help them.
Right, that's so important. Is step one, what's going on? What are you feeling? How is it affecting your life? And what are your goals, right? We wanna keep the end in mind as well, because we don't just wanna keep people the same and we don't wanna just medicate their problem. We wanna solve their problem or get them at least as close to feeling back to normal as we can, right? That all starts out with, to your point, that assessment. We want to have them come in. We do a very high-tech assessment. We have, for example, we have them stand on a digital board that actually analyzes the neuropathy. It actually looks at how they stand, how their balance is, if they're starting to sway, if they're starting to lose their balance. And we put them through a very high-tech assessment, computerized, really cool, and we give them a full report immediately on the spot to show them where they are. And then we actually go down the hall and we give them complimentary treatment. It's about a $300 value.
Wow.
Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we'll have maybe 10, 15, 20 people coming every week to receive that complimentary analysis and treatment. And the treatment is very comfortable. It's very soothing. Most people, I would say about 90% of people, feel immediate relief. That relief might be 20, 30, 50% relief. We have people who say 100%. So the quality of the treatment is very high tech.
Oh yeah.
The best technology, like to your point, 2023 technology. And what we do at my center is we take things to the next level, right? We're using FDA approved technology. We focus on how do we help this person who has maybe different types of neuropathy. They might have diabetic neuropathy, they might have neuropathy from chemotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very
yes.
common problem. Mm-hmm. And so it doesn't really matter where the neuropathy is coming from, because neuropathy is a disease of the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disease like any other disease. It's attacking your body.
Yeah.
And as doctors, we have to determine what kind of neuropathy do you have? And that starts out with a detailed assessment. And then we figure out, okay, what technology do we need to incorporate? And what course of care is that patient going to need? And our results are very successful. Almost everybody who comes in has excellent improvement. And so they don't have to always take the medication. They don't have to always get the shots anymore. They don't have to go for the surgery. And we're not, anti-medication.
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you, stay on your medication. until you and your doctor decide it's no longer necessary.
And that happens, though, in a lot of cases, that all that medicine is no longer necessary. And it's amazing. And there's a lot of other homeopathic things that you can help people with once they get home.
Sure. And so to your point, Linda, everybody today can start treating the neuropathy at home. One thing you can do, B complex vitamins. B vitamins are kind of like the construction workers in your body. Mm-hmm. They go to work repairing and regenerating the nerves because your nerves are damaged, right? And just like any body part, let's say you hurt yourself, you twist your ankle or you break your arm, that will repair, right? Mm-hmm. Your immune system will fix you. A broken bone can actually repair and regrow. In about 6 to 8 weeks, you're doing much better. Same thing in your nerves. If you give your body the right nutrition, the right technology, the right treatments, so B vitamins, very helpful. Amino acids, very helpful. And if you're a salad eater, dark green leafy vegetables, very helpful. And then there's some simple exercises you can do at home. And believe it or not, Linda, it takes us all the way back to our childhood. There's actually a trampoline exercise with a little mini trampoline. You just stand on it. You just gently spring into it. You're not jumping or bouncing. Mm-hmm. But springing, the blood flow comes out of your chest into your legs, and it brings your immune system into your feet.
Wow. I want to also address that we have Amy Lester in studio. Now, Amy is helping with her mom's recovery, her mom, Judy Page, and they're from Cuba, New York, and they drove all the way up to your incredible care facility, okay? We're talking about the Novelli Wellness Center that's right on Southwestern Boulevard in Orchard Park. And Amy, you have seen tremendous improvement with your mom in just 4 months.
Absolutely.
She's off her medication, right?
She's feeling her foot again. She has feeling in her foot. She can march. I make her march all the time. She's not bedridden. She's just amazing. The results are amazing.
But you said the experience with Dr. Novelli and his office, totally different from so many other doctors.
Totally different. It's like family. You go there, it's family oriented. You're welcome. Everybody's amazing there. Everybody helps, and they're a great team, and that's important to me, is teamwork.
And you're saying that your mom is doing great, but she's going to keep on going, right?
Yes, I'm not giving up until my mom is dancing.
and it certainly seems like that's a possibility.
Oh, it will be a possibility.
Yeah.
I refuse to give up.
We want everybody to understand that those Tuesday night sessions are absolutely free. It's a free neuropathy assessment at 6:30. And you can go, but you need to make an appointment, okay? So we want you to go ahead and call 716-45-SPINE. And that way you can see Dr. Stephen Novelli and let him take a look at you. The Novelli Wellness Center, they're doing incredible work. And really, all you have to lose is your pain.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown admits the city could have done better in informing residents about the removal of fluoride from water back in 2015.
I guess in every statement that goes out to water customers, there was a notation of the change. As we understand, a lot of people don't read those documents, and so it probably would have been the best approach to release that to the community.
Brown says the situation was not immediately brought to his attention, but should have. Congressman Brian Higgins says there cannot be rollbacks in pilot training requirements. As the new chair of the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Sam Graves, expressed opposition to this week.
I will work with anybody in Congress, Democrat or Republican, to ensure that the 1,500-hour training rule stands. It establishes one level of safety for the flying public. You know, most people did not know prior to the crash of 3407 that they were different safety standards for regional carriers.
The first FAA reauthorization hearing is set for February 7th. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Coming up, we have a very special announcement. But right now, here's Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, we are living longer and healthier today than at any other time in recorded history. You know, there's many reasons for this, but one of the main reasons is that we have more information today than at any other time in history. Information on how to make our lives better. Information, education, and personal motivation best describe the content of this show, Senior Radio Buffalo.
As promised earlier, now it's time for our big announcement. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio Buffalo has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Every week, we're meeting with local experts who are qualified to bring vital information that's relevant to your life. And beginning in February, tune in every Saturday morning at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo. It's bigger and better because our broadcast is being expanded to benefit the thousands of our listeners who depend on this show to enrich their lives. Starting in February 2023, we will be broadcasting an additional hour from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
That is absolutely incredible. And as we say on Senior Radio Buffalo,
the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend. It's nice that we have a little longer time to talk. I'm loving it. Hey, we got a fun fact for you. This one would be perfect for a dentist. A squirrel's front teeth never stop growing. They must gnaw regularly to keep their teeth at a proper length. I think that's the same about beavers as well. I'm pretty sure. And here's something fun about goats, or rather sheep, as long as we're talking about animals and teeth. A sheep actually has no two front teeth in the front. They just have a very hard palate where the bottom teeth can keep smashing and, you know, and chewing up all the grain that they eat. So that's kind of something fun. But for today, our health tip is going to be for human beings, okay? We're speaking with Dr. Robert Eckerson, who is a family medicine physician at the Inspired Health Group for Catholic members, all right? Catholic Medical Partners. He is a Catholic Medical Partner member physician. So hello, Dr. Erickson. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, it's pretty much the first of the year, and now it's time that we actually start thinking about scheduling things that you're going to have once a year. That annual wellness visit falls into that. So let's talk about that. When people come in for their annual wellness visit, what kind of things are done or screened at that time?
Yeah, so, I mean, the annual wellness visit is something very interesting that came about, you know, from the Affordable Care Act. And really, it's a checkup that Medicare covers for most enrollees. And really, it helps the doctor understand what's going on with the patient, helps the team best maintain the patient's health and wellness. And really, the exam is interesting because it's not a typical exam that we normally think of. The exam really entails a health history, which really encompasses the medical history and family history, medication review, and then a review of the patient's current healthcare team, a schedule of immunizations, and then really the essence really becomes looking at the self-assessment, the patient's self-assessment of a health risk. And when we talk about health risk, we're really looking at memory issues, behavioral health, social habits, activities of daily living. And so those are the kinds of things that we're really looking at from a wellness exam or wellness visit, not so much an exam per se.
Right. So it does sound different than going in, let's say, for a physical.
Yeah, it definitely is. And I think you said it right on the nose that, you know, the wellness visit really is a visit where you really start to personalize prevention plans for the patient, taking a look at the risk that patient has already mentioned to you during that visit. So it really becomes personalized. For instance, it would be like, a patient that might be at risk for colon cancer, you know, you put together a plan for colonoscopy or Cologuard testing or for breast cancer for mammograms or for lung cancer for CAT scans and blood testing. And so those are the kinds of treatment options and individual health advice that's given through a wellness visit.
Great. And for a recap, everyone, we're speaking with Dr. Robert Erickson. He's a family medicine physician at Inspired Health Group. He's a Catholic Medical Partner physician. So, Dr. Erickson, who typically performs the annual wellness visit in the practice? Is it the doctor? Is it the PA? Is it the nurse practitioner?
Well, you know, interestingly enough, different than a regular physical exam or a welcome to Medicare physical exam, this visit can be performed by a physician, a nurse, or a PA or a nurse practitioner. So it can be really performed by any of those people.
Okay. And you spoke for a second on whether there is a copay. I understand that an annual wellness visit with Medicare, they do not have copays, but physicals may, depending on the plan. And it would be interesting, I would imagine, for the patient to know that going in to talk with the doctor ahead of time.
Yeah, I think it's important because certainly there are a lot of things that come out in a wellness visit that may not come out in a regular physical or Medicare version of that. So I think in a wellness visit, knowing that the patient doesn't have to pay, there's no copay, and they should feel free to schedule those appointments and to get in and really personalize their health plan and their prevention plan going forward.
Right. Hey, Dr. Erickson, we know an annual wellness visit is important because it really focuses on preventative care. What have you noticed that you've been able to actually catch before it got any worse with someone during their annual wellness visit?
Yeah, you know, I think that because you're really taking a look at risk assessments, you know, we're seeing people that have issues, social issues relative. It might be living conditions. It might be access to care itself. It might be, relational aspects due to memory that you start catching. And then because if you can catch those up front, you're not making mistakes with medications. You're not making mistakes by not getting certain screenings done. So there's a lot of things that occur that can come about from that plan and just that visit alone. And I think it's critical, obviously, that it gets done.
Absolutely. You know, it occurs to me, Dr. Erickson, that in preparing for the annual wellness visit, it really is a great idea to make sure someone is speaking in their family about their history with certain things so they can bring that to the table.
Yeah, I really think it is. And I would just say this, because healthcare has changed so much in the last several years that it's become much more of a team-based approach. And that's why I think that Medicare had allowed physicians, nurses, nurse practitioners, and PAs to perform the exam. What really happens is that you really get the expertise at all levels. So, and what I mean by that is that you get somebody that might be deal really well with the social aspects of healthcare. There might be one of those people that might be our providers that might be deal really great on the behavioral health side or on the medical side. So it really becomes a team approach. And one of the things I always told our team members here at our office at Inspired is that, you know, being in primary care, the primary care field, I've always believed strongly that what we do on a day in and day out basis is relational and it's not transactional. And really the wellness visit becomes a relational type of visit because you're really learning about that patient and what they're bringing to the table as it relates to their health and wellness.
Absolutely. And because it is different from a physical, if you're coming in for your annual wellness visit, do you remind people, now let's schedule your annual physical before you leave today?
Absolutely, because the physical itself really addresses problems and certainly deals with treatments. So it's important that you can put together prevention plans, which is very significant, but there's always a lot of things that are going on in a patient's life that needs that you need to deal with. And it might be a new onset diabetic, a new person with hypertension, and certainly those things need to be addressed and treated. So you might need a patient that, you know, we just have gone through the, and still in, the COVID arena in our environment, and so vaccinations are important. So I think there's a whole lot of things that need to be dealt with, and so as they come out of a wellness visit, certainly a physical exam is important and shouldn't be negated.
Yes. Now here on Senior Radio, obviously we're talking to a 55 plus audience. It really, really is very, very important for people to be checking in with their doctors, because as you're saying, if you can catch something before it gets to any kind of advanced stage, hey, listen, we want to enjoy our retirement. We want to be in the very best health possible for future trips and to live the best possible life as long as we can. So really, coming in for an annual wellness visit is a super idea, and then following it up with an annual physical. It's wonderful to be able to know what you can expect. Here's something that the doctor is noticing. How is my blood pressure? How about my sugar? Things like this. It's not a thing to shy away from. It's a thing to actually go and do, because it's going to help you keep your eyes open to maybe even find out that you're doing great. And that's important.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't say that any stronger. I mean, that's awesome. And I agree. I mean, we get to see people day in, day out. And you're right, when you get to that age and you want to enjoy life, what better way to enjoy it than to have better health and be well and doing all the things that you want to accomplish and do?
Absolutely. You know, I've said it before, what's the point of living to 100 if we're miserable? No, we want to stay as vital and as healthy and as active as possible. And going to the doctor meets medical science halfway. It's 50-50. I'm reading about some incredible studies now with helping people live longer. There actually may be a vaccine out. You know, who knows what's happening? I always read these interesting articles. I don't know if they come from science fiction. But really, doctor, going to get things like your annual wellness visit and your annual physical, it really is like that, because there's so many wonderful things that you can catch these days, and it's really not a big fix like it was maybe even 20 years ago.
You're right, and the technology and things that are available to us now, when I started practice, wasn't there, and that's so instrumental. We're seeing it certainly in the oncology field. Mm-hmm. We're seeing it across the board in some of the prevention and treatment modalities that we currently have. I remember, you know, way back when, you know, people that were getting having cardiac issues, now it's routine, an angiogram, an angioplasty, stents, and so, yeah, and it's nice to catch those things early, certainly, so that we don't have to wait until something devastating happens so they can't do the kinds of things that they want to in life.
Great advice. Dr. Robert Erickson, a family medicine physician at the Inspired Health Group, a Catholic Medical Partner member physician. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Erickson or another physician from Inspired Health Group, you can call 716-662-7008 or visit IHGWNY.com. And to find a CMP member physician in any specialty, you can visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. We thank Dr. Robert Erickson. Remember, folks, you heard him right here on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo. Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino joining you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I hope that you are a convert to the show, and you probably heard our really good news that we're now extending an hour. How exciting is that? Oh, so excited. That's going to be in February, everybody. We're going to be now from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and that's because of you. That's because you folks out there want more, so we're happy to be able to help. Hey, we have a fun science fact of the day. Did you know flamingo chicks are born with gray or white plumage that's extra fluffy to keep them warm? But it can take up to 3 years for them to get their mature pink, orange, or red plumage. And a lot of times when they're kept, let's say, in a nature preserve, they feed them carrots and stuff, so it keeps them pink and red. Wow. But they're not born that way. It's kind of fun. All right, everybody, we're talking with a lady who's in business 6 years and has helped thousands of us here in Western New York, and that is Sally Steyer. She is the president of Clarity Group. And Clarity Group is out there to make Medicare easy for all of us, to bring clarity to that very, very complex subject. She and her four locations and their 20-some-odd agents are here all year round. You may have discovered that this year when you turned 65 and went in and said, I can't pick this on my own. I'm not sure what I'm doing. That's exactly what Sally and her staff helps you with. They can present all the plans and then narrow it down to which one is going to work for you. Not just one plan, not to go to a seminar for another plan. It's all of them. So Sally, great to have you back. Happy New Year.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations. 6 years in business coming up.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's
and
been
four
a great
locations.
Yeah.
Four locations. We started out with just one little office on Transit Road, only two of us working.
Wow.
And then we had to move that location to a bigger office, and then opened our Boulevard Mall office, our McKinley Mall office, and our Batavia office. So we've really grown. It's been an exciting 6 years for us to have grown so much over the years. And I think it's because there is such a need for this service.
Yes.
You know, with people, our Medicare can be very confusing. So anyone out there that was born in 1958, this is the time to give us a call.
Absolutely. Because folks, let me tell you, you're going to do yourself an injustice if you just decide to, I'm just going to go with the plan I've been on that I'm comfortable with because this is the plan that was offered when I was working. That's okay, but that may not be the best for you. Your husband or your wife may be on a plan, but that may be not be the best for you. Sally and her great team, they'll sit down with you and go through all of these plans to find out someone may be under this company. Someone may want this company. If you travel and go to Florida, you may want this company. But mm-hmm. You don't know that until we sit down with an expert.
That's absolutely right, Linda. It's so interesting when people come in, and we do get that a lot. We'll ask them, well, what company do you have now? And they'll tell us, and they'll say, you know, and I love that company. I want to stay there. And it's like, okay, mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Or sometimes they say, well, my employer stuck me with this coverage and I really want something else. Mm-hmm. That can happen too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we can start with that carrier if that's what you want, and see if that one makes sense with you. But we really want to do a thorough check. Mm-hmm. What we do is we start with your prescriptions and your doctors, make sure the plan's going to cover all of those. And then we go on and get more in depth with your other needs. Like you said, you might be someone that travels. You know, maybe you're very healthy as far as your medical goes, but you need extensive dental.
Mm.
And you want to get as much dental as you possibly can. You know, those are things that we take into consideration when you're choosing a plan to make sure that you're really getting what you want. I mean, the worst thing I think someone can do is just ask their friend or neighbor, well, what did you take?
Mm-hmm.
And then go and take the same thing, because that person could have completely different needs than you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to look at all of your options and know that, you know, you understand what you have. You've got that clarity
mm-hmm.
that you're going to be confident in what you chose, and, you know, that you're going to have an agent that's going to be with you all year long and every year, you know, as long as you remain a member of the Clarity Group, we're going to be there for you.
Exactly.
We're not going anywhere.
And if you went ahead and called an 800 number, you probably learned that they didn't know who your doctors were or your hospitals were, but they sure do at Clarity Group.
Oh, yeah. If you called one of those numbers for possibly an out-of-town mm-hmm. national company and said, you know, do you participate with Kaleida Health? They're going to say, how do you spell that?
Yes.
Oh. And they're going to, you know, it's going to be where they're going to have to look it up, put you on hold, come back, tell you what it is. We're, you know, we know those questions.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to have to, like, look it up somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, we know the local area. It's what we do. We're here to help with whatever you need.
We're speaking with Sally Steyer from Clarity Group. And Sally, your services are absolutely 100% complimentary. Don't ever be afraid to go in and think you're going to pay a bill at the end of this session. It's not the way they work. It's 100% complimentary. But you also can help identify the eligibility for extra help with prescription. I mean, these kinds of more technical questions.
Yes, that's right. So there are a lot of people that qualify for different assistance programs. One of the things that is available, well, there's Medicare and then there's Medicaid. A lot of people get the two of them confused.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare is for when you're over 65 or you have a disability that qualifies you. Medicaid is strictly based on income, and it is possible to have both. And the income limits for Medicaid just increased substantially. So there's a lot of people that weren't eligible before that are now.
Mm.
But even if you're not eligible for Medicaid, there's another program called the Medicare Savings Program that reimburses you your Medicare Part B premium,
oh,
which for most people is $164.90 that comes right out of your Social Security check.
Mm-hmm.
You can possibly get that back. And then there's programs that help you with your prescription coverage. There's something called a low-income subsidy or extra help. And New York State has EPIC. So we will research all those options for you to make sure that you're getting what you deserve.
Absolutely.
That you're getting everything you qualify for.
And if you're sitting at home going, you know, I didn't go through them, but I do have a couple of questions, you can still call. Their number is 716-393-3437. That's 716-393-3437. And Sally, you have four different locations. And so people are free to go to any of the location that's nearest to them, because you're open all year round. You don't close down because it's after the open enrollment period.
Right. And it's so funny that people will say that. They'll say, oh, you're still here.
Mm-hmm.
They think that we're not a temporary kiosk in a mall. We're actual offices that stay open all year long to take care of our members. And even if one of our locations is not convenient for you, we're also out in the community.
Yes.
We go to a lot of different senior centers. So we're everywhere from, you know, Niagara County down to the Pennsylvania border. And we go, you know, out east to Batavia, Wyoming County, you know, Cattaraugus County, even Allegheny County. So we're out and about. We'll be there to help you. You know, if an office isn't convenient, either someone come to you, or maybe we're at one of those senior centers or libraries or something near you.
Absolutely. Listen, folks, if you're a little concerned because you know you really don't know anything about Medicare, and that decision is going to be coming up for you, I cannot tell you how good you're going to feel after you sit down for an hour with Sally or any of their great agents. Of course, you have Lisa and you got Karen, who's normally in here too, the vice presidents. You're going to walk out saying, I know I made the best decision for me, because I was now given all the information, not just from one company, but from all the ones that can help you. And then you whittle it down from there, whether it's Original Medicare, it's the Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare Supplemental Insurance, Medicare Prescription Drug plans. They know everything. They can help you make the right decision. And veterans, you should be going to Clarity too. You think that all of your benefits come from the VA, but they also have information for you that the VA may not have. So that it's always, always worthwhile to come on in and speak with an agent about your Medicare choices. These are very important choices, folks, and you're paying for it, okay? Clarity Group, they're there for you all year round. Please give them a call, 716. Go on in with mom and dad. Go in with a sister. Go in with a friend, because you're really going to come out knowing so much more about your decisions. Once again, the number is 716-393-3437. That's Clarity Group right here in Western New York.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.